This is CICK News. Today on CICK News, Smithers Brewing Company, only 7 years old this year, was awarded Canadian Brewery of the Year at the Canadian Brewing Awards in Vancouver last week, where the very best in craft breweries across the country gather to have their beer judged by a panel of industry experts. This year's competition featured more than 1,600 entries from nearly 270 breweries spanning 50 categories from traditional English ale to spicier offerings like chili beer. Smithers Brewing Company won bronze in the Irish Stout category, silvers in the Creative, Scotch Ale, and Berliner Weisse and Gose category, and two golds came home to Smithers in the Irish Red as well as English Mild and Brown Ale category. Here's Smithers Brewing Company's head brewer, Cam McKeegan, talking to CICK News last Tuesday.
We didn't figure out, like, until at the gala when the awards were being doled out, one of the organizers pulled me aside and he's like, "Have you figured it out yet?" Like, "No, figured what out?" And, "Brewery of the Year, do you have a speech ready?" I'm like, "Do I have a what?" My name's Cam McKeegan. I am the head brewer and part owner of Smithers Brewing Company.
Okay, Canadian Brewery of the Year. What do you think that this does for, one, the brewery, and then two, for Smithers to bring home a title like that?
I mean, for the brewery, it kind of puts us on the craft beer map. Us and a lot of our friends up here are often overlooked in the craft beer scene just because we're so damn hard to get to.
Yeah.
So it does kind of, like, at the very least, there are a lot of people around Canada right now and in BC, you know, looking at Google Maps and being like, "Oh, that's where Smithers is." But I don't know, just kind of like, both for the town and for the brewery, it sort of just puts us on the map. And for the town, it does it about a week after Tony Hawk was here. So it's just like, all of a sudden people are not only going to be Googling where is Smithers, but they're like, "What are they doing up there?"
How likely did you think it was going to be that you were going to, was it six?
It was six medals. And the Brewery of the Year is just, like, it goes to the brewery that brings home the most individual medals. So, like, we didn't know we'd won six. So we didn't go into it kind of like, "Oh, yeah, I think we got this in the bag." The Canadian Brewing Awards, they kind of give you the nod. And they're sort of like, "Hey, it would be a good idea for you to attend. And also, if you could bring a couple of these beers," and they list the beers, it would be like, you know, it would be beneficial. We'd really appreciate it if you could bring some of these beers for us all to drink. And so that kind of tells you that, like, those beers have won awards, but they kind of didn't give us much more than that. We didn't figure out, like, until at the gala when the awards were being doled out, one of the organizers pulled me aside and he's like, "Have you figured it out yet?" Like, "No, figured what out?" And, "Brewery of the Year, do you have a speech ready?" I'm like, "Do I have a what?" He's like, "Oh, well, we're going to announce it in like 20 minutes. So, like, you better start working on your speech."
So, the beers that you won for, were they mostly like traditional styles? What's the secret to crafting something beautifully that a lot of people know what it tastes like and what it should taste like?
I mean, the thing with those beers is it kind of isn't a secret. Like, a handful of those styles have been around for well over a century, some of them longer than that. And they're recipes of the big breweries that have, like, that are famous for producing those styles are readily available on the internet. And it's more just kind of technique and process and, you know, sourcing the ingredients from the places where, you know, like, that the beer is from. Like, our Irish Red and our Irish Stout both won medals in this recent one, and we bring in malt from the British Isles, we bring in hops from the British Isles, right? And we adjust our water profile to be more or less like, I use cork water. I don't use Dublin water. Cork, for those of you who aren't sure, Cork is a county in Ireland, as well as a city in Ireland. I don't put actual corks in the water. It is just like taking the time, doing the research, getting the fine details right, and going through enough of the research where, you know, I didn't just copy and paste a recipe for any of these beers. It was just going through the research and finding the respected brewers who had, like, put literature on the internet and kind of synthesizing my own take on everything that's already out there. as far as, like, you know, we're kind of known in the industry as, or like in our little corner of the industry as kind of like beer lunatics, and like we're doing, you know, weird stuff. Sorry. And you know, my philosophy with that has always been, well, learn how to do the base beer properly first, and then, you know, once you've got the base beer that tasting a certain way and you're happy with it, what else works on top of or in conjunction with the flavors of that base beer. And so even our wildest stuff has a good foundation underneath it, and that's the stuff that we advertise a little bit more and we bring to beer festivals and stuff. Like, that reputation is well earned. Like, we try and be a bit weird about things, but I am pretty happy that 5 of the 6 medals were for traditional styles, because it kind of showcases the other side of our brewery, which is when we want to take a run at something that's very well established, we look at the style guidelines. We taste the beers from the breweries that made those styles famous, and we, you know, we let that inform how the beer is going to go here moving forward.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.